Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principle. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. And baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful Thursday as we get you ready for another week in the National Football League. We got Thursday night football coming up later today. The game is in the NFC South between Tampa Bay and Atlanta. We'll get you ready for Thursday night football. We'll get you ready for a very exciting week in the National Football League. We will figure out who wins the Heisman Trophy this weekend in college football. Notre Dame is still arguing, and now you got commissioners from other conferences basically telling Notre Dame to shut up and quit complaining. Schools are threatening to not schedule Notre Dame in the future. Oh, a lot is happening in sports. We'll also talk about Michigan. The rumor mill is turning right now around their former head coach. We'll get to that. You know it's bad when TMZ has the 911 calls. When TMZ starts to put their might and their weight behind figuring out what went wrong in your situation, and now we got the dispatch 911 calls, my boy, you are cooked out here. We'll talk about that in today's show as well. We got a lot to get into. Again, my name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Rob Brenton is here as well, taking you up until 6 o'clock. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. We're going to start with the Chiefs here momentarily, but I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. And number three, and most importantly, I need you to remember that the open of the show was brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So if you're looking for a place to watch tonight's Thursday night football game, then look no further than our friends over at The Other Place. Go in, stop by, grab yourself a bite to eat, grab yourself something to drink, check out the game, and enjoy The Other Place with five locations around Kansas City. So this is what I'm worried about with Kansas City. And maybe this is not something that you are worried about. And I can acknowledge maybe I'm getting myself all worked up for nothing. But in some ways, that's kind of what sports talk radio is. I think the Chiefs need to make some changes, some foundational changes. What I am fearful of is that the Chiefs are going to talk themselves into this season wasn't that bad. They were one or two plays away. They were almost there. And the Chiefs are going to try to run it back with a large portion of this year's team, not really make any massive changes, not really try to switch things up and just trust in their formula and just say that the football gods had it out for them this year. That's what I kind of think. Now, you might be wondering, Carrington, where are you getting this from? Why do you think this? Well, it started with Adam Schefter. Listen to what he said about what he is projecting regarding the Chiefs coaching staff.
I think an organization is always going to examine everything after the season. And I think people expect Matt Nagy and Steve Spagnuolo to get head coaching interviews. So I don't think Kansas City is going to be making any big voluntary wholesale changes to its coaching staff. These guys are in demand. They're respected. So I don't see that happening. And you know, we've talked about Andy Reid. Could this be his last year for a long time? And every time that comes up, he seems to sign another extension. I think he enjoys being at the office. And if you have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, why would you not want to be there?
So that was Adam Schefter on Pat McAfee's show, and he said that he is not anticipating any massive staff changes in Kansas City. The first thing that I have before I move forward, I don't really know what you would have seen from Matt Nagy that would make you bring him in for an interview, and he has done such a bang-up job as the Chiefs offensive coordinator that now you think he can be your NFL team's head coach. That's a little puzzling to me. I mean, I'm looking at the Chiefs offense right now. I'm looking at the decline of Patrick Mahomes. I'm looking at how the rest of their offenses work. I don't really know how you can be the New York Giants, for example, look at Kansas City's offense and then think, man, give me a piece of that. That's just mind-blowing to me that Matt Nagy would be on people's short list to be their head coach when a majority of you guys want Matt Nagy fired as the offensive coordinator. So that part is a little bit confusing to me. I'm all for Spags coming back. I told you guys that I am on the side of Andy Reid coming back. I am on the side of Brett Veach coming back. When you've built up the goodwill that those individuals have built up, you absolutely get to continue and move on. You had a down year, pick yourself back up, dust yourself off, and try again. I am all for that. I don't really know the reasoning and why you would bring Matt Nagy back if you look at the totality of their offense. I would say that one of the problems is that the Chiefs' offense has grown a little bit stale. I think they need a new, different voice. Now, I don't think that Andy's going to go too far away from the camp. Maybe we're talking about Mike Kafka comes in as their offensive coordinator. Maybe you go in another direction with somebody who has Andy Reid ties. I don't think that Andy's hiring a complete stranger in all of this, but I'm looking at some of the staff changes. I'm looking at special teams coordinator. I'm looking at D-line coach. I'm looking at wide receiver coach, running back coach. Like, when you have a season the way that the Chiefs are having and you see a lack of development in certain areas, it has to shake you to your core. It has to shake you to your foundation. You have to be thinking about what ways can we change? What ways can we improve? How can we stay ahead of our competition? So Adam Schefter is saying that he is not expecting some massive staff changes. All right, well, they're not changing a whole lot of things on the sideline. What changes could we potentially see on the field? I want to play two cuts from you guys. This first cut is Nate Taylor. He was asked on the morning show if he could see the Chiefs trading Trent McDuffie. Here's what he said.
Trent McDuffie is a two-time All-Pro player. He is not the problem. I would suggest, hey, Trent needs to be someone that you could be flexible with moving outside and in the nickel spot so that, again, Chamari Connor never has to do these sort of things. And we now realize Noah Williams does have the physical traits and the makeup, I believe, and the talent, honestly, to play on the outside. So who knows what happens with Jalen Watson. He is also a free agent as well. I know that gets a little bit tricky because you do have the fifth-year option with Trent McDuffie. If you do want to trade him, that is something you could, you know, sort of suggest to the other team that it's acquiring. Like, hey, you know, he's still on a fifth-year rookie deal. Mm-hmm. You still have some wiggle room to negotiate and manage whatever that contract is going to be in terms of an extension. Now, I've reported this before. I don't think this has really changed since the beginning of the season, but, like, Trent McDuffie knows what Sauce Gardner makes. Mm-hmm. Just think about that,
right,
guys.
Right,
so
right.
However you structure it, that'll be the question. Again, it's kind of like the Trey Smith situation where, like, is it a four-year deal? Is it a five-year deal? All these things come into factor, but, like, Trent McDuffie's not the problem. He's really good within Steve Spagnuolo's system, and he's been very productive for 4 years now.
I was looking at the Chiefs roster earlier today, and more specifically, I was looking at the Chiefs roster from their game earlier in the year against the Las Vegas Raiders. That was a game that everybody was super excited for. That was the first game in which the Chiefs were the ideal depth chart. You remember, Rashee Rice was suspended for the early portion of the season. Xavier Worthy was injured for a little bit of the first part of the season. And there was a lot of hype and a lot of anticipation on having your full complement of weapons. Now, we'll get to the defensive side and more specifically about Trent McDuffie here coming up in a bit. But we have talked a lot about wanting changes with the Chiefs roster. But if you go back to that game, and it wasn't like that game was that long ago. We're talking about that game was less than 2 months ago. This game was on October 19th. So it wasn't that long ago that, man, hope and optimism for this offense was through the roof. A large majority of this offense is coming back next year. I mean, quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, Isaiah Pacheco, they're two wide receivers to start the game, Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice. I'll play for you what Nate had to say when he was asked if he could see the Chiefs trading Rashee Rice. Noah Gray, Travis Kelce, the offensive line, Jalen Moore, Juwan Taylor, Kingsley Suamataia, Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey. Man, for the most part, we kind of know the Chiefs already, I would say, for next year. Now, I don't think that Isaiah Pacheco is coming back next year. I think the Chiefs are going to move on, and I think the Chiefs are either going to draft a running back or spend a little bit of money in free agency. I think the Chiefs are going to acknowledge where they went wrong this season. But Worthy's going to be back next year. Let's presume that Rashee Rice is going to be back. I think it's a 70, 80, 90% chance that he's back for next year's team. Noah Gray is going to be back on next year's team. We'll see what happens with Travis Kelce. His contract is expired. I certainly could see him retire. But, I mean, you're losing an all-pro level tight end potentially next season. So what does that mean for your offense? When it comes to the offensive line, from the one I just read, I mean, 80% of that offensive line is going to be your offensive line for next season. So we're talking a lot about changes and needing things to switch up. I'm sitting here and I'm listening to what these people are saying, and I'm wondering, what changes are we expecting to see? Adam Schefter is telling you he's not expecting massive changes when it comes to the staff. I'm reading you guys the roster that they took the field with less than 2 months ago against the Raiders. Man, a majority of these guys are under long-term contract, or you don't see them making a move when it comes to them. Are we talking about when it comes to the offense that the plan is to just change Matt Nagy out for Mike Kafka, and then bring in one running back, and that's going to bolster the rest of the offense? We'll see if that ends up being the case. Now, on defense, I think there's a lot more wiggle room to make changes. Mike Dana, you can't come back next year. Derek Nnadi, I see you making a change. Leo Chenault's in the final year of his contract. Are they bringing him back? They've already paid Bolton. They've already had Drew Tranquil under contract. I think you could see some massive changes when it comes to their secondary with Jalen Watson. We'll see what happens with Trent McDuffie, Brian Cook. So I think there's some wiggle room when we're talking about the defensive side. When I'm looking at their offense, unless they're willing to make a substantial trade for next season, I think this is pretty much going to be their offense for next year as well, because they've locked themselves into so many different players. You guys know the stance that I have when it comes to this. I'm all for Trent McDuffie coming back next season. I would pay Trent McDuffie. I think you need a bigger corner opposite of Trent McDuffie, and I think that was the plan for Christian Fulton, and they clearly just missed when it came to that. But that wouldn't stop me from trying again. I think the Chiefs have one of the better slot corners in the National Football League. And if you're telling me that Trent McDuffie, A.J. Brown got the best of you, or CeeDee Lamb got the best of you, or on one play Nico Collins got you, I would say that's football. That happens. You're going to get beat in today's game when you look at the level of wide receivers that we're talking about. But Trent McDuffie has been one of the more solid, consistent corners in the National Football League, so I just wouldn't really have any problem paying him. He hasn't been an injury risk. He hasn't been an off-the-field risk. He's been a consistent, proven player. To me, those are the kind of guys that you pay. He's also in the prime of his career. So I'm still on the side of paying Trent McDuffie. I want to play one more piece of audio for you guys. Here's what Nate had to say about if the Chiefs would possibly trade Rashee Rice this offseason.
Part of me wants to say no. Part of me wants to say no, because at some point, and we know how talented Rashee Rice is. I think I should start there. Like, he's probably your most talented receiver, just from like an overall skill standpoint. Now, as I said before earlier this week on Cody and Gold, hey, he has maturity issues. He still needs to I think learn what it's like to be the number one receiving option, especially against man coverage when the, when there's, you know, like a safety over the top. Hey, man, you still got to find work. You still got to perform at a high level. You still got to be a professional, even when the play call isn't, like, you know, pristine for you. With that said, like, you know, we don't know if Travis Kelce's coming back. You do want some continuity. You did invest a second-round pick in him. I know that there was parallels. I think to some degree alluded to this in like an article back in whatever it was, October, when he came back from the suspension, that, hey, if he played well this season, if there was no, you know, long-term serious injury concerns, could you get him at a below-market rate deal similar to what you did with Tyreek Hill in the 2019 offseason because of his own off-the-field issues, right? So he's not going to be like the highest-paid receiver. I understand the thought process of trading him. I'm not sure what you would necessarily get back. Like, I don't think you're going to get a second-round pick, you know, the same status of which you drafted him.
That was Nate Taylor when he was asked about the possibility of the Chiefs trading Rashee Rice. I don't think the Chiefs would get a second-round pick for Rashee Rice. I mean, if you look at what George Pickens got traded for, I don't really know why you would trade more for Rashee Rice than you got for George Pickens, when Pickens has been the more productive receiver in his stage of his career. It is a very interesting decision. Pittsburgh just made a decision. We're not paying that receiver. Have the Chiefs made that decision when it comes to Rashee Rice? This is the year you got to start to figure it out. Heading into year three for a player who is on a second round contract, man, you only got a year left of rookie contract with Rashee Rice. So you got to make a pretty big decision about if you want to commit long-term money for him. We could talk more about this concept of what happened with Tyreek Hill, because I think in talking about what Tyreek Hill took, I think we are leaving out the fact that the wide receiver market has drastically changed since Tyreek Hill signed that contract 6-7 seasons ago. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Matt Verderame of Sports Illustrated. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. Certainly a lot of things to talk to him about as we have a very busy week in the National Football League. Matt, how you doing today, my man?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing fantastic, man. Let's just start with this. How many times have you streamed All I Want for Christmas Is You? It is the number one song in the country.
I've actually listened to a lot of Christmas music, and I have heard it a handful of times, but not a ton. You know, most of the screaming in my house is done by my two kids. They make sure the volume stays nice and loud.
It's kind of funny to me. Like, that's not really a song that I stream, but I feel like I'll hear it 10 to 15 times over the holiday season anyway. That, like, I don't need to listen to it in my own time because I hear it enough out.
Yeah, it'll happen. It's. Well, you know what? Christmas music is one of the few things. Like, I get sick of hearing the same song after a few times. Like, I'm pretty quick to move on. But Christmas music, they could play it in August, and I'm on board.
So a lot of stuff to get to. We'll get to the Chiefs here coming up in a little bit, but they are not even close to the biggest story this week in the National Football League. Let's go to a pretty important matchup in the AFC between the Bills and the Patriots. My stance on the Bills is very, very simple. If I had told a Bills fan there is a chance that Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson would all not be in the postseason, a Bills fan would have sold their soul to be in that position and to have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. There's only one team to me heading into this playoffs that is Super Bowl or bust. It has to be Buffalo. If they can't cash this ticket and they can't play in the Super Bowl in San Francisco, they will regret it for the rest of their lives.
I agree. I would say, look, I do think the Rams are kind of Super Bowl or bust too, just because of Stafford's age. And then, you know, they're trending toward the top seed. Whether or not they get it, we'll see. But I agree. Look, let's put it this way. Nobody is under even 20% of the pressure that Buffalo's under. Like, they're looking at a conference here that if they can't get to the Super Bowl in this AFC, pack it up. I don't know what to tell you. Like, if you're the Bills, you're probably going to be the 5 seed. You're looking at playing Pittsburgh in the first. Pittsburgh's awful. Pittsburgh is awful. Like, that team, of anybody who's got any shot to make the playoffs, they're the worst team. They're not even the worst team currently in the picture. They're the worst team that even could get in. And then you look at, okay, if you win that game, you're probably playing Denver, New England in the second round. It's just not an easy game on the road, but a game that if you're Buffalo, you feel like, okay, pretty good shot. And then maybe you face the other team in the AFC title game. Like, it's about as easy as it gets. In the playoffs, it's about as easy a ride as you're ever going to have. And I agree with you. If they don't do it this year, if they lose to, let's just say, Bo Nix in Denver, I don't know how you go into the offseason and say you're just going to run the thing back, right? Like, don't you have to at that point almost act as though you're the Chiefs and the Ravens and say, yeah, we got to make big changes? Anything less than, at minimum, getting there is a disaster.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam with Sports Illustrated, going through some of the top stories in the National Football League. Are you surprised that Buffalo's the favorite in this game? I mean, it's a coin flip kind of game. Buffalo was a 1.5-point favorite, but they're also a road favorite in this one. They lost at home to New England earlier this season. New England has been far more complete, and they've been a better team than them. Are you surprised that Buffalo's the road favorite?
A little. Not stunned. Look, people, you know, it's all about getting public money, right? I think a lot of people are going to bet the Bills because of Allen. But, you know, here's kind of the – look, I've watched every stitch of the Bills this year, like literally every stitch. the Bills have not been much better than Kansas City or Baltimore. Or any of the only difference, to their credit, is they pulled a few games out of the fire. The Baltimore game, the Cincinnati game. They've not been good. I mean, if you watch the Bills this year, the Bills, I can tell you right now whether or not they're going to win a game based on one thing, how they run the ball. Because if they can run the football, then they can win. And that includes Allen and obviously Cook. If they don't run the ball well, they have no offense. They can't throw. Allen is here throwing the ball. It's not been anything to write home about. And that's not on him necessarily. They have no pass catchers. And defensively, look, it's not a good defense. It's a defense that, like a lot of years in Buffalo, some of the numbers will look okay, but if you watch them down to down, they're not good. I think New England is better. I think May is playing better than Allen is. Look, could Buffalo win? Yes. But I am picking New England to win the game, especially off the bye week.
I was just going to ask you who you had to win this game. I actually placed a wager on New England to make the Super Bowl. I feel like at some point you just got to pick one of these teams in the AFC. And New England just checks a lot of boxes to me. I think they're going to be at home. I think they're going to have some of the best quarterback play in the AFC entering the postseason. Their run game is starting to figure some things out. They've got good weapons. They play good defense. Like, there's a lot of things the Patriots do that I like.
The thing that scares me about the Patriots is the inexperience in the offensive line. But I agree. If I had to pick a team right now to get out of the AFC, it'd be them. Because they may play one less game. If not, they're going to be the 2 seed. And they're going to be drawing who? Right? I mean, the Chargers, look, if they draw Houston, that's an interesting game. Houston, I'll say one thing for the Texans. They are really one-dimensional because that offense is terrible. My God, can that team play defense? Like, you could just get into a game with Houston. You just can't score. I mean, that is the fear, and that kind of defense travels. But I like, you know, the one thing about New England I really like, and I think even against the Bills in the playoffs is a major problem for the other team, Vrabel's a really good coach. And when you get into a game against them, like, McDaniels is a terrible head coach. He's a very good coordinator. They're going to out-coach everybody that they face in the AFC playoffs. I mean, maybe you say Denver with Peyton and Vance Joseph, okay. But that's it. And Denver has Bo Nix compared to Drake May. So, like, I think the huge advantage that New England's going to have is Vrabel is not an experience. He won a million rings as a player. He's been there as a coach. He, to me, gives them an advantage that other AFC teams don't have.
Let's talk about one of the other key games in the AFC, an AFC and NFC team. The Packers go on the road to play the Broncos. I mean, this is a massive game for the Broncos at home. The Broncos have another one of those statement kind of games to show the rest of the league, yep, Hey, you guys should take us seriously. The Packers, they're a small favorite in this one. And the Packers are so difficult to figure out because every time you start to kind of get on board with them being one of those Super Bowl kind of teams, they'll lose to Cleveland or they'll lose to Carolina. I like Green, yep, Bay. I like them at the very beginning of the season. I do think Green Bay goes on the road and wins this game, but I'm hesitant of buying into the Packers. They've let me down a couple of times so far this year.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm going to pick them as well. Like, the one thing I'll say about Green Bay is when you've got a pass rush like they do, that carries a lot of you know, water. It really does. It covers a lot of sins. I think Love is a good quarterback, at times very good, but ultimately, you know, somewhere in between probably that good to very good area. Offensively, they don't have that one guy that is just saying, look, third and eight, we can get him open. That does scare me with them, but they've got so many guys they can throw the ball to. You know, whether it's Dobbs or it's Watson or, you know, it's Dontavian Wicks or, you know, obviously before he got hurt, Tucker Kraft, who kind of was the guy, or Jaden Reed, who's now back in the collarbone, or Matthew Golden, their first round pick, who's not been great this year, but I think has talent. You know, that's one thing where they have a lot of guys they can beat you with. Obviously, Jacobs running the football. So, look, I think the Packers, how far do they go? I think depends on if they're at home. Like, if you're telling me that they're playing the Rams at Lambeau, I like their odds. You know, the weather up there is just brutal. It is very hard to deal with. You know, if they're getting some dome team up there, they're getting Tampa, something, yeah, I think they're going to win. Philly, I think Philadelphia right now is a tire fire. But, yeah, I mean, if they're at home, I think they have a good shot. I do like them in this game. I think this defense against Denver's offense is a bit of a mismatch, in my opinion.
I know that we technically can't do this, but I really wanted Colts and Seahawks flex the Sunday night football because I want to watch Phillip Rivers play quarterback uninterrupted this weekend.
It's going to be unbelievable. Like, I can't even imagine. He's 44, as has been well publicized now, a grandfather. I'm 37, and when I get out of bed in the morning, it takes like 5 minutes to feel like a person. I am not an NFL player. Never was. Never even close. I can't imagine getting rocked by some yoked up 24-year-old edge rusher and just popping up and having that happen 12 times. Like, look, I got to be honest. I think it's a funny story. It's kind of cool. I think this is going to be a disaster. But I'm very much here for it. It's a hell of a lot more entertaining than watching Riley Leonard go out there and throw for 88 yards.
I mean, if there's anybody that could do it, that could just go out there and surprise you at least in 1 week and just go out there and just do it off muscle memory, you know, like, kind of like in basketball, you got that old man game where you can just post people up and you just got a move that nobody could guard. I'm not saying that Rivers is going to blow anybody's world away. I'm just saying is if there's somebody that could go out there and throw for 210 yards, one touchdown and two interceptions and hasn't played football all year, Phillip Rivers just seems like one of those kind of guys.
He might be, man, but I got to say, he hasn't played in like 5 years. I don't know. And the last year he played, he couldn't throw the ball. Like, he had no zip on the ball. I remember watching him that year and just thinking, like, oh, my God, his arm's just gone. That's 5 years later, and they're just pulling this guy off the couch. Like, look, if you're the Colts, you got to run the ball like crazy and hope he can make a throw here. But honestly, look, they're done. They're not. I mean, they're lucky if they win a game. The schedule's hard. He's not going to be good. And they're going to – I mean, their schedule, you Seattle and the Niners next 2 weeks, they're not winning those games. So they're done. I mean, for a team that was, what, 7-1 at one point, it's just an unbelievable fall from grace. And you know, a really tough one to swallow when you just trade away your two first-round picks.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderame of Sports Illustrated. All right, Matt, let's transition to the Kansas City Chiefs. I am starting to get over it a little bit. The Chiefs going forward on 4th-and-1 from their own 31-yard line is still one of the more mind-blowing decisions to me of the Andy Reid time frame. I still don't really understand it. Just especially when your defense is playing the way that they are, the Houston offense had done nothing for basically an hour in real time. I don't know why you would run the risk and give them the ball in field goal range and do anything to potentially spark their offense. I disagreed with it in real time. More and more when I hear their logic and I hear more of the stats, Kareem Hunt wasn't on the field. Like, there isn't a justification to me to go for it on that fourth down call.
I mean, it's the 2025 Chiefs. So, of course they went for it and failed miserably. But that's just what this team has been. I mean, this team has been one slapstick comedy disaster after the next. I'll actually go a little different on this. In the moment, if I'm being completely honest, there was a pretty big part of me that was like, you know what, this offense stinks so bad. They've got to try to get some juice, try to go for it. If you don't get it, hold them to a field goal, go from there. The problem I had with it was not so much even the decision, although, listen, the decision is certainly a bold choice. It's the play call. Like, I hate to use the word I'm going to use because Andy Reid will forget more about football tonight than I'll ever know in my lifetime. It was dumb. It was a dumb play call. Everything about it was dumb. Like, it was, look, Kareem Hunt, he's 4th-and-1. Kareem Hunt is converting at a higher rate on 3rd and 4th-and-1 than the tush push. And you have him lined up as a tight end on that play. What are you doing? What are you doing? And I don't care. I know, you know, it's been publicized. I knew even in real time. It's the same concept of play that they beat the Bills in the AFC Championship game. Whether they snuck P. Ryan out behind the line. Fine. I understand that. But in this case, this is your season. Like, this is the whole season. If you don't pick this up, your season's in grave jeopardy. And you didn't even run a back out there. Like, I could understand that play a little more if Kareem Hunt was in the backfield and he said, hey, look, he's a good pass catcher. We're going to run him out there. It was Hollywood Brown. They're going to pay attention to Hollywood Brown coming out of the back. And, like, once they did, that's it. There's no threat of running the ball. You're never going to hand off to Hollywood there. It was a staggering decision to do that. I don't know what the thought process was. I don't know if there was a thought process. And that's kind of been the story of their season. Like, their personnel needs fixing, yes, but their scheme and their decision-making on offense needs a complete overhaul.
When you mentioned the personnel needs some fixing, what are you suggesting? Because I was going through their box score and I was going through their depth chart for the game that they played against the Raiders. And that was the first game back for Rashee Rice. Man, I'm looking at this offense. I think they're going to bring a majority of this offense back. Now, they're going to make some changes on the defensive side. They're going to kind of have to be forced to because some contracts are ending. And they got to decide who they want to pay and who they don't want to pay. But I think the core of this team is going to largely be the same. You mentioned they need personnel changes. What personnel changes do you think they need?
Yeah, so on offense, I agree with you. I think it's largely going to be the same crux of it. Look, Juwan Taylor is going to be gone because they need to save money, and he's $20 million in savings. He's going to be gone. And it's going to be Moore, maybe even Esipol if he plays well the rest of the year. But I think Moore is the leader in the clubhouse right now. So I think there's going to be a change there. You have got to get a running back. And I can tell you right now from talking to people around, they know that. I mean, that is glaringly, blindingly obvious. Now, you could also argue it was blindingly obvious a year ago, and they did nothing. But Pacheco's contract's up. There's no reason in the world to bring him back. If Hunt comes back, it's got to be just a short yardage, you know, plugger back where it's, hey, third and foot, go get his 2 feet. They have no explosiveness. They have two explosive runs this entire season. Two. It's almost impossible to have two explosive runs for a whole season. I think that is on offense, the big majority of it. I think, look, they'll probably churn the backside of the receiving room. Like, I don't think Juju's back or Hollywood's back. But, Worthy and Rice will be the leading guys up front. And with the new scheme, I think that's fine. Defensively, it's, as you said, look, it's a bigger conversation. They have to get the pass rush right. Their pass rush is a disaster outside of Jones and sometimes Karlaftis. Everybody else is persona non grata. They're going to have to fix that. I think Tranquil, they got to make a decision. Do they cut him and do they replace him? Maybe they do. I would personally. And then in the secondary, I don't know how you feel about it. Like, Watson and Cook, what do? Are you bringing them back? If I'm the Chiefs, I try to bring them back at my price. Because that's just two less holes you got to fill, and you know they can play. But, look, they've got a lot of decisions to make on this team defensively.
That's interesting you bring that up about some of the decisions that they have to make. They have two players that I would say are, in most instances, it's time to pay them. You got Rashee Rice on the offensive side, and Trent McDuffie is on the other side.
Yep.
Let's say that we wake up in March and we get a text that the Chiefs have made a major trade. Are they more likely to trade Trent McDuffie or Rashee Rice?
It's so hard. As you're asking the question, my initial gut reaction was McDuffie. Because they've never paid a corner since Brett Veach has been there, ever. They've never done it. And they tried to pay Ward. Ward ended up leaving for a little more money when he went to San Francisco. So they did try to pay him. And they actually tried to pay him this offseason. They tried to re-sign him. So it's not as though they won't. And I certainly – look, I'm not trying to say, I think they're going to trade McDuffie. Like, I would not be shocked at all if they gave McDuffie, $100 million. But the one problem you're starting to run into a little here with McDuffie, they clearly want to play him outside because I think that's his preference. Well, he's not as good outside. Like, he's good. He's still a good corner. He's a great slot corner. And part of the reason is, A, he's great technically, which is paramount at that position because you have so many two-way goes. The other part of it is he's a great blitzer. That goes out the window when you're a boundary corner. It doesn't matter. So I think that's a big part of it. And, they've got Noel Williams, who when they actually decide to play Noel Williams, can play. And if they bring back Watson, well, then what are you doing? Then he's got to be in the slot because those other two guys can't do it. Neither Williams nor Watson can play in the slot. The thing with Rice is very obvious. Do you trust him? I mean, look, it's not hard to see. There are times with Rashee Rice when he does not run full out on routes. He just doesn't. There are times he was jogging in certain routes in that Texans game. And obviously all the off-field stuff that goes with him. So, like, are you going to give him $30 million a year over 4 years? And if you are, is every single dollar in that contract voidable if he gets as much as a jaywalking ticket? Like, that's the question. McDuffie, you don't worry about any of that stuff. You do with him. And that's the push-pull. It's a very hard, hard decision for Red Beach to make.
That is our guy, Matt Verderam, joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work with Sports Illustrated covering the National Football League. Matt, we look forward to catching up with you, man, as we figure out who's going to make the playoffs, man.
Absolutely. Take care.
Absolutely. That is Matt Verderam joining us on the show today. Again, he does fantastic work for Sports Illustrated. I want to put a pin in what he said about Rashee Rice. We'll get to that coming up at the top of the hour. It is almost in line with what we just heard from Nate Taylor yesterday, talking about the effort from Rashee Rice. A really, really interesting stuff. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll talk about one of the top stories right now in football. Phillip Rivers coming back. We got some FanDuel numbers on it, and they are not hopeful about how he's going to perform. We'll get to it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I want to go through some of the Phillip Rivers numbers here in just a little bit, but I want to read to you guys a tweet. This information comes from Nick Bender. He is a meteorologist for Channel 9. Chiefs fans, be prepared for one of, if not the coldest game of 2025. Wind chills Sunday morning will range from negative 5 to negative 15 degrees. I'm going to go ahead and throw a challenge flag there, because I just want to fully understand this. You are telling me that some of you guys are planning on going outside to watch a team that is currently under 500 and has a 15% chance of making the playoffs in minus 15 degree wind chill conditions. And some of you plan on having an outdoor picnic before said activity, when there is another option, a free option of watching the game at home. That's what some of you guys have planned for Sunday? Okay, all right, got it, makes sense. I'm not here to argue with anybody. This man said wind chills will range from negative 5 to negative 15 on Sunday morning. He also goes on to say the temperatures at kickoff are expected to be in the upper teens, only climbing into the lower 20s during the game. He said on Sunday morning, he expects the temperature to be 6 degrees outside. Hey, y'all got it, man. That's all I'm going to say is you got it. You got it. Good luck to you. I mean, somebody has to go to the game, right? Somebody has to go. I know Patrick has to go. Andy has to go. There's some people that got to go to the game. Some people got to go to the game. That person will not be me, will not be Rob. Rob, I better not hear you at this game. I don't want to see a picture on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. I don't want to see any of that you were outside cheering for the Chiefs on third down in these kind of conditions. Do you value your fingers? Do you want to keep your toes? Because going outside in this, I don't know if you care about your extremities, and I care about your extremities. I want you to keep them.
By the way, you say someone has to go. Looking at ticket prices, not so sure someone's going.
Oh, somebody going.
This is a bleak StubHub view of the game.
Somebody said that's what makes Chiefs fans great. No, you're right. Absolutely. I'm every year I get a reminder that some of you guys love football more than I love football, because I don't love it enough to be outside in minus 15 degree wind chill. I don't. Not at all. You know where I'm going to be? In the house is where I'm going to be watching it with chestnuts roasting over an open fire. I will not be out there. I will not be participating in any of the shenanigans that you will be participating in for Sunday's contest against the Los Angeles Chargers. I could get it if it was the playoffs. Playoffs, I could get it. I could understand. But a regular season game for a team that's lost 4 of their last 5, for a team that's under 500, I'm outside watching them freeze. No, I can't do it. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Can't do it. I will not be in attendance for that game. Let me tell you guys what FanDuel has as the Phillip Rivers passing props. Rob, they have the over-under on Phillip Rivers passing yards at 152. 152 for Phillip Rivers, and they have set the over-under on touchdown passes at 0.5. And 0.5, Rob, is getting plus money. If you think Phillip Rivers will throw one touchdown pass in the game, it's paying out plus money. I got to bet on Phillip Rivers for the one time. I really do. I got to bet on Phillip Rivers to throw for 200 yards and one touchdown just to say that I did. Just to say that I did. I'm looking at it right now. Let me make this a little real quick. So if you take Phillip Rivers to throw for 200 yards and one touchdown, Rob, it's paying 3-1. 3-1 on Phillip Rivers to go out there and still be the old Phillip Rivers? Hey, man, sign me up. I'm chilling. I'm cheering for Phillip Rivers in this game. I want to see him perform. I want to see him play well. I want Phillip Rivers to win AFC Offensive Player of the Week. That's what I really want. And if he throws for 200 yards and one touchdown, even if they lose, he should be AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Listen, I'm cheering for it too, but I just want this on the record. 200 yards in Seattle, outdoors, for a 44-year-old quarterback feels like a losing bet. I'm with you on touchdowns. Touchdowns, I'll take the over. The Colts are going to score. It might be in garbage time, but the Colts are going to score. All he has to do is throw one. I'm with you on over a half touchdown pass. 200 yards? That's a really good Seahawks defense. I don't know the weather in Seattle. I'm not going to guess it's pleasant. I'm not going to say it's 75 and sunshine. Philip Rivers hadn't played football in 5 years. He's outdoors in Seattle throwing 200 yards. That one I don't see.
It's muscle memory. That's what it is. It's muscle memory. I've been doing it for a long time.
Muscle memory from 2020 wasn't great.
Sometimes
he wasn't slinging the ball around in COVID.
Now he's got a fresh shoulder. Now he's got a fresh arm. He's coming in fresh. He's coming in rested, ready to go. He's got one last 7 innings, one hit ball performance left in him. And that's Sunday against Seattle. I wish this was the Sunday night football game. I really do. I hate the fact that I can't give this all of my attention. This should be the Monday night game. That's what it should be. This should be Monday night football, Colts and Seahawks. And we can all come together as an NFL collective and watch Phillip Rivers. I'm disappointed that they didn't do this. I know they couldn't technically, but they should have been able to do it anyway. They're the NFL. Who's going to stop them? This should be the nationally televised game of the week. Who's on the call for Colts and Seahawks? What do you think the announcing crew is for that? I mean, they honestly should have sent Nance and Romo. Like, why are Nance and Romo going to Bills Patriots? Who cares? They should be back for the return of Phillip Rivers.
This is CBS or a Fox game?
I'm not even sure.
So I'm looking up the CBS announcers because I looked this up earlier because I was curious who has the Chiefs game. I was curious who got relegated to Arrowhead this weekend.
Someone on the text line says Phillip Rivers was eligible for the Hall of Fame this year. Does this reset that? It will, actually.
By the way, this is Andrew Catalan, Charles Davis, and Jason McCourty in Seattle.
Absolute disrespectful.
By the way, Nance and Romo are not in New England.
Disrespectful.
Nance and Romo are in Denver. Kansas City gets the home crew. Kevin Harlan and Trent Green.
Well, of course.
They don't have to leave home.
I could have told you that.
They can drive to the game.
Someone said, CDOT, look on the bright side. Phillip Rivers never had a running back like Jonathan Taylor or a tight end like Tyler Warren. All right, you're taking the joke too far.
He quite literally did Taylor.
They took the joke too far. All right. I mean, I was joking, but then you took it to a place that it didn't need to be. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, now with tickets at $40 a piece, I can finally afford to take my kids to their first Chiefs game this Sunday. I'm telling you right now that your kid doesn't want to go to the Chiefs game if it's going to be 7 degrees outside. Just get him some Roblox. That's what you should do. Just get him some Fortnite bucks. I want you to go up to I don't know how old your kid is. Maybe your kid's 7, 8. Maybe he's a little older. Maybe your kid's 13. And I want you to say, hey, I planned on spending $100 to take you to the Chiefs game. Or I'll just give you this and you can go buy the new Call of Duty and Battlefield. And I'm telling you, your kid's gonna look outside and your kid's gonna look at the PlayStation or the Xbox or the Nintendo Switch and say, hey man, just put this on my Nintendo account. Your kid doesn't want to be out there. No, they don't. Nobody wants to be out there. Not at all. Not a single person wants to be out there at minus 15 degrees wind chill to watch this Chiefs team.
By the way, that might be child endangerment. Hey, kid, we're going to go sit in the negative 15-degree weather. That's better than sitting in the house and watching the game. Dad, does it mean something to the playoffs? Nope. Nothing's going to change.
I'm just out here giving
you're
going
to learn how to boom Matt Nagy today, son.
I'm just telling you. Your kid wants to play Minecraft. That's what your kid wants to do. He does not want to be out there in that freezing, freezing temperature to watch the Chiefs lose 17-16. That doesn't sound like a fun time. It just doesn't sound like a family bonding activity. Not at all. Coming up at the top of the hour, Matt Verderam said something very interesting. Nate Taylor said something very interesting about Rashee Rice. We'll play it for you next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.